This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Sarah Gardner. Now, before we go all global on you, as promised, let's start with the presidential campaigns. They're in full gear now, and it's hard to turn on the TV or radio without hearing an ad for or against one of the candidates. Even ads for products are now getting into the game. Tostitos, 7-Eleven, Boston Market, they're all using the election to sell you stuff. Marketplace's Stacey Vanek Smith takes a look at why ads are mixing products with politics.
For the next 5 weeks, it's all about politics. Apparently, even if you're trying to sell tortilla chips.
But don't forget, Senator, 3 years ago, your policy was completely different. Is that a bag of Tostitos?
It is. The sober debate erupts into dance, and the audience has to choose between cheese dip and salsa. Andrew Frank is with Gartner Research. He says in ads like these, products
try to ride the coattails of the focus of attention.
And hopefully get customers to ride those coattails to new places, like social media.
You'll see a lot of attempts by brands to co-opt attention in the social channel.
Take Boston Market. If customers vote online in the race of chicken versus turkey, they get a free entree. There's 7-Eleven's 7-Election, where you vote by choosing a red or blue coffee cup and then check the results out on their website. Marissa Gluck is with Radar Research. She says political beliefs are emotional and personal, strong parts of our identity. Brands want to become part of the way we express that.
If you can display your political affiliation through that corporation, it's actually pretty smart.
And tying products to politicians is not much of a stretch, says Larry Sabato. He directs the Center for Politics at the University of Virginia.
A long time ago, Adlai Stevenson objected to the selling of candidates as soap powder and cereal. So I suppose it's inevitable that cereal companies and soap powder companies will use the elections for their own purposes.
Now you just have to decide. Are you a cheese dip person or a salsa person? No waffling. In New York, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith for Marketplace.